Hello and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast. I'm Michael Lewis Cunningham, your host, and today we're going to be talking about what to do on those days where we're just not feeling it. And we all have those days. That's coming up next. Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the 7MLC podcast. So I wanted to cover this topic today because, honestly, I was feeling this way this morning. I woke up, it's a Sunday, which is automatically a day that just feels a little bit slower pace than the rest of the week. I don't know if you guys can relate to that. But something about this morning, I woke up early because I was going to go train, and I only had a certain window that I could train in, so it needed to be early. And it was raining, it was cold, and I just looked out the window and I was like, you know what, I'm just not feeling it today. The thing is, I've had a lot of those days, and I think all of us do. I don't think there's a single human being on the planet that doesn't have those days from time to time. Maybe some people experience it less, and good for them, right? I would like to drink what they're drinking, but most of us, we just go through life and have those days where we're feeling slightly more motivated and slightly less motivated than others. So how do we handle those days? Because if you're listening to this podcast, I'm guessing that you're somebody who is looking to grow in all areas of your life. You're ambitious. So when it comes to those days that you just want to take a day off, for the average person, you can just take a day off. That's absolutely fine. And if your goals align with that, more power to you, honestly. Take that day of rest and you can take as many of those as you want. But if you're somebody who I imagine is listening to this podcast that's looking to strive to the next level in whatever you're doing, you know that if you're always taking days off, you're going to get behind on your progress to achieving that. So you can't afford to do it. And something that really helped me a lot earlier in my career, because I've been training most days, at least 6 out of 7 days a week for the last 20 years or so. And of course, I have a lot of those days where I'm just not feeling it. But I always recognize from a very early age that if I was taking days off, whether this is healthy or not, if I was taking days off, there were other people that weren't going to be taking days off. Because I wanted to pursue higher levels of the game, I knew the higher that I got, it's more competitive, there's less opportunities, there's less contracts, the further you go. And so if you're going to be one of those players that makes it to the pro level, you need to be doing the extras at every single opportunity. So something that really helped me early on in my career is every time I ever felt like I didn't want to train, guess what I did? I went and trained. And I know that sounds simple. It might sound easier said than done, but it does get easier the more you make that decision, because I believe we get very good at whatever we do. Whatever habits we develop, we get excellent at those things. And that's not always a good thing. So if you get used to taking days off, you get incredibly good at taking days off every time you don't feel it. You develop that habit. So every time you take a day off, that reinforces that habit. So the next time you're not feeling it, the chances of you taking another day off are quite high. But if from the very get-go, you decide, okay, I'm not feeling it today, so I'm going to train anyway. You get very good at that as well over time. And it gets to a point when even on those days where you're not feeling it, it's not even a question whether you're going to go out and train or not. You've just developed that habit so strong that you go out and train anyway. And what I've usually found is even on those days where I'm not feeling it, as soon as I start getting into the session and I warm up, all of those feelings of not being motivated start to slip away. And once you're back out there training, you usually find that you find that hunger once again. Sometimes you don't either. Sometimes you'll just keep that low motivation throughout your entire session. But I believe that completing those sessions where you're slightly less motivated are still better than completely taking a day off. Of course, you need to be listening to your body. And I'm not saying don't ever have rest days. That's a different kind of feeling. If you're waking up feeling really sore on the verge of injury, yes, of course, you need to be doing some rehab exercises. You need to be taking the day off, because chosen rest, deliberate rest, is a very important part of your training schedule. We're not talking about that here. You need to be having those rest days so that your body can grow stronger, so that you can perform at your best. But what I mean is, if you're just waking up and you're like, the weather's a little bit gloomy, it's cold out, it's raining, I'm just not in the mood, Those are the days where you need to train anyway, because you'll get very good at breaking that habit. So it's a very simple one today. All you need to be doing on those days that you're not feeling motivated is just doing it anyway. And you'll build up so much more motivation as a result. Trust me, when you complete a session on those days where you're not feeling motivated and you still pushed through that to complete your session, it does something to you over time. You become a lot more resilient to anything that's trying to veer you off of your journey towards success. So that other things that try and get in the way, maybe someone says, hey, you want to go grab a drink or get a coffee and you already scheduled yourself training, you know you're going to be a bit more resilient to that and you're going to be able to say no in the right circumstances so that you can continue on with your training and get closer and closer towards your goals. So that's going to be it for today's podcast. I know it was a shorter one, but I just wanted to share that message with you. I was feeling a little bit low on motivation this morning, but I knew as soon as I went out there and trained, I was going to feel great again, and I did. So I wanted to share that with you guys. You get very good at whatever habit you develop. So that can be a good thing and a bad thing. So try to develop good habits as often as you can. I really appreciate you tuning into the podcast today. And if you have time and you're able to, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps spread these messages to those players who need it. And also check out my YouTube channel. It's 7MRC on YouTube if you want weekly training sessions to help you improve as footballers. You can also check out my Instagram page at 7MRC Training. Post a lot of drills on there. And also check out my website, www.7mlctraining.com. You can get access to all of my platforms as well as my 7-day training programs, which work on ball mastery, close control dribbling, speed and agility. We try and cover all the aspects of being a footballer in those programs. So make sure you head over there and check those out. But once again, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the 7MRC podcast. I'll be back with another episode very soon. But until then, go out there and fulfill your potential. We'll be right back.